Well, from what I'm hearing, I think we're probably going to have one sometime in May, early May. I think there was a lot of disappointment in some quarters about the fact that we didn't get a revenue package passed, which means that the, if you will, the doomsday budget would take effect. Personally, I voted against the revenue package, and I think people need to understand what it means without the revenues and what the doomsday budget really means, you know, how it's going to affect people.
I am told that the doomsday budget is actually bigger than the current budget by about $700 million. The cuts represent only about 1.5% of state spending. Basically, there are smaller increases for education and things like that. Is it really a misnomer to call it a doomsday budget?
Well, maybe it's not doomsday, but it starts in the right direction. I mean, I hear constantly from my constituents, they'd like to hear about cuts. They'd like to hear about what we're doing to try to make government smaller, and I'm with them.
You've been hearing from the teachers' unions, I imagine, and from others who, you know, special interests who have a stake in this. What do you say to them?
I've actually not heard much from them, to be quite honest. You know, I'm married to a retired teacher, so I mean, I do have some ties into the education community, but I've not heard much from them.
Was it a mistake for the Senate president to try to float a gambling bill?
You know, that's one of those questions that's up for debate. It depends on where you sit and how you feel about it. I voted against the bill because I'm not sure it's going to benefit what we already have in Anne Arundel County. You know, we're due to open the casino at Arundel Mills in another month, and I was concerned that might have a negative impact on what we're trying to do here.